SummerSlam 2003 from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, en.wikipedia.org. Section 3. Preliminary matches. After Sunday Night Heat, the pay-per-view event began with a tag team match for the World Tag Team Championship, where the champions La Resistance, René Dupri, René Gougon, and Sylvain Grenier defending their titles against the Dudley Boys, Bubba Ray, Mark LaMonaco, and Devon, Devin Hughes. Throughout the match, both teams performed many offensive manoeuvres, though the Dudley Boys were able to gain the upper hand when they executed a flapjack and cutter combination on Dupri. As Devon covered Dupri, Rob Conway was disguised as a cameraman and hit Devon with the camera while the referee was distracted. Dupri then covered Devon for a successful pinfall, in the process retaining the World Tag Team Championship for his team. The following bout was The Undertaker, Mark Calloway, versus A-Train, Matt Bloom, in a standard match. In the early stages, both competitors wrestled inconclusively before Undertaker gained the advantage. He attempted to lift A-Train upside down and kneel to drop his head to the mat. A-Train countered the maneuver, in the process knocking the referee down. He attempted to take advantage of the situation by trying to hit Undertaker with a folding chair. The Undertaker, however, countered with the offensive attack by hitting the chair with his boot, resulting in the chair hitting A-Train in the face. The Undertaker then lifted A-Train up by the throat and slammed him to the mat. This was followed by the referee recuperating and officiating a cover by The Undertaker on A-Train for the pinfall. The third contest had Shane McMahon against Eric Bischoff in a standard match. McMahon and Bischoff began by brawling on the arena ramp as Jonathan Coachman appeared from the backstage area and hit McMahon with a folding chair. Bischoff grabbed a microphone and announced the match would be contested under no disqualification regulations, where match outcomes could occur anywhere in the arena. As a result, Bischoff could not be disqualified for Coachman's interference. Coachman and Bischoff followed up on the announcement by performing double-team offensive attacks on Shane McMahon. Steve Austin then interfered by performing a Stone Cold Stunner on Coachman and then on Bischoff, executed by Austin grabbing their heads and forcefully pulling them down over his shoulders. After Austin's interference, McMahon positioned Bischoff on a television commentator's table and dove his elbow cocked into Bischoff's chest, in the process breaking the table. McMahon followed up by covering Bischoff for the pinfall. Section 4. Main Event Matches. The next match was the featured preliminary match for the SmackDown brand, a standard match involving four wrestlers for the WWE United States Championship, where Eddie Guerrero defended the title against Chris Benoit, Rhino, and Tajiri. The match began with Guerrero wrestling with Tajiri, while Benoit wrestled with Rhino. During the encounter, Guerrero applied a cloverleaf submission hold on Tajiri, whilst Benoit employed a crossface submission hold on Rhino. Afterwards, Tajiri applied a hung rope Boston Crab on Benoit. The hold distracted the referee, which allowed Guerrero to hit Rhino with the United States Championship belt. Tajiri then attempted to hit Benoit with a roundhouse kick, but Benoit countered the maneuver by lifting him and sitting Tajiri onto his shoulders. Tajiri, however, countered by tossing both himself and Benoit over the top rope onto the arena floor. Guerrero performed a body splash from the top turnbuckle on Rhino, which he followed with the cover and pinfall, thus retaining the WWE United States Championship. The fifth match was the main event from the SmackDown brand, a standard match for the WWE Championship, where Kurt Angle defended the title against Brock Lesnar. The match began with Lesnar scripted to walk away from the ring, but Angle brought him back into the ring. There, Angle performed many offensive maneuvers, including driving Lesnar's held head into the ring mat and slamming him down by spinning, lifting, and spinning him 90 degrees. He then applied an ankle lock submission hold on Lesnar. During this tussle, Lesnar countered the hold, in the process knocking down the referee. Angle applied a guillotine choke on Lesnar, which brought Lesnar down onto his knees and allowed Angle to perform another ankle lock. Mr. McMahon, who was managing Lesnar, came into the ring and hit Angle's back with a folding chair to break the submission hold. Because the referee was incapacitated, Lesnar could not be disqualified for the interference. Afterwards, Lesnar attempted twice to lift Angle onto his shoulders and throw him into a spinning motion. During the second attempt, however, Angle countered the throw into another ankle lock submission hold, which forced Lesnar to submit. As a result, Angle retained the WWE Championship. The featured preliminary match from the Raw brand was Kane vs. Rob Van Dam in a no-disqualification match. Both wrestlers used a ladder to their advantage early in the match. After Kane used the ladder on Van Dam, he attempted to hit Van Dam with his forehead by jumping from the top rope. Instead of hitting Van Dam, though, Kane landed on the arena barricade after Van Dam moved out of his way. Van Dam performed a variation of a somersault on Kane using a folding chair. Following this, Van Dam attempted to hit Kane with the folding chair in a spinning heel kick, but Kane rolled out to the ring to avoid the attack. Van Dam then attempted an aerial technique from inside the ring towards Kane, but Kane caught Van Dam in midair and executed a tombstone piledriver, which he followed with a cover and a pinfall. The main event from the Raw brand was the Elimination Chamber match for the World Heavyweight Championship, where Triple H defended the title against Chris Jericho, Goldberg, Kevin Nash, Randy Orton, and Shawn Michaels. The match began with Jericho and Michaels in the ring, while Goldberg, Nash, Orton, and Triple H were locked in the chambers. Michaels and Jericho wrestled, with neither of them gaining the advantage over the other. Orton and Nash were third and fourth entrants into the match, respectively. Nash was the first wrestler eliminated from the match, after Michaels executed a superkick and covered him for the pinfall. Triple H and Goldberg were fifth and sixth entrants. Michaels performed a superkick on Triple H as soon as he exited his chamber, and as a result, Triple H was knocked back into his chamber. As soon as Goldberg entered the match, he performed a spear, a running shoulder block to Orton's stomach, and followed this up with a cover and pinfall to eliminate Orton. Next, Goldberg performed a suplex power slam on Michaels and Jericho. Michaels and Jericho were both eliminated via pinfall, leaving only Goldberg and Triple H in the match. During this time, Triple H remained inside the chamber, although after Jericho and Michaels were eliminated, Goldberg performed a spear on him through the glass of the chamber, in the process pushing him out of the chamber. Ric Flair, who was managing both Triple H and Orton, then handed a sledgehammer to Triple H through the cage. Goldberg attempted another spear on Triple H, who countered the maneuver by hitting Goldberg with the sledgehammer. This attack led to a cover and pinfall by Triple H, who therefore retained the World Heavyweight Championship. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the GNU Free Documentation License, available at www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html.